Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today, we celebrate a great saint, modern saint, Padre Pio, who died in 1968. In his early life, God inspired him with a particular passage from Scripture, from Colossians chapter 1, where Paul wrote, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. It was this particular verse that inspired Padre Pio when he was a very young priest, and he asked God to allow him to share in the suffering of Jesus and in this way to console his Sacred Heart and to help Jesus save souls. And God answered his prayer, for in 1918, God gave Padre Pio the stigmata. The five wounds of Jesus appeared on the feet, hands, and side of Padre Pio. And this lasted for 50 years, miraculously healing right before his death in 1968. And these wounds of Jesus on Padre Pio were very painful. Still, Padre Pio remained patient in his long suffering. Now, patience is to endure suffering cheerfully, even with a sense of humor. One time, when a woman asked Padre Pio if the bloody wounds of the stigmata hurt, he asked her with a smile, Do you think Jesus gave me these as a decoration? Padre Pio said, Jesus himself wants my sufferings. He needs them for souls. But it's the same for us. We all have suffering. We all have difficulties and problems, things we can't change. But what do we do with them? Too often I waste this opportunity by complaining. But it's one of the most powerful tools we have at our disposal to help bring about the conversion of our loved ones. We all have family and friends who are away from Jesus, resistant to Jesus. And we all probably waste our suffering. But instead, let's accept the suffering we have and offer it to Jesus for the conversion of our loved ones. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Padre Pio also had the supernatural gift of bilocation. God enabled him to be in two places at once. For instance, during World War II, the Allied forces conducted many bombing raids across Italy, and Allied intelligence reported German munitions near San Giovanni Rotunda, the little village near which the monastery of Padre Pio stood. However, at the beginning of the war, Padre Pio reassured the people that no bomb would touch their small city. And true to his word, Padre Pio went out of his way to make sure to keep his promise. At one point, an American pilot was just about to drop a payload of bombs on their village when suddenly the pilot saw in front of his plane, 25,000 feet in the air, a Franciscan monk gesturing with his arms and hands for the plane to turn back. The shocked pilot, thinking he was suffering from battle fatigue, turned the plane around, jettisoned his bombs in the ocean, and when he returned to his base, he asked to be put under hospital observation. But the pilot couldn't get the monk out of his mind, and after the war, he made many inquiries, and Providence led him to Pio's monastery, where he met the flying monk. When the pilot revealed the date that this took place, all the monks could verify two things. Pio cannot fly without a plane, and he happened to be in the monastery. On that day, the pilot saw him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Most of the priestly ministry of Padre Pio was spent in the confessional, averaging about 15 hours a day, hearing up to 40,000 confessions a year. And this heavy traffic was due to his unique ability to read souls, to help people make a better confession without holding or hiding anything. To one woman who had buried in her soul a sin from many years before, Padre Pio said, "I hear someone crying. Don't you hear someone crying?" "No," the woman said. And he replied, "The cry is from the child you aborted many years ago." Sobbing, the woman confessed and was forgiven, and left the confessional completely free of her guilt and at peace with God and peace with herself for the first time. Pio's mystical gifts also drew people who came for the wrong reasons. Some went to confession merely out of curiosity. To these, Pio would yell, "Basta! Enough! Leave and come back when you are ready to be honest and make a good confession." He was not afraid to be stern and tough. To any priest who questioned his methods, he responded saying, "I do not give candy to sinners who need a laxative." Now, honestly, I don't really want a confessor who can read my soul or my mind. But I do realize that I am probably unaware of many of my vices and habitual sins, yet I can be lazy about my daily examination of conscience. So, what we probably really need is to be more diligent about our examination of conscience. At least once a day, we should take a few minutes to ask ourselves. Actually, what we should do is first ask the Holy Spirit convict me of my sin. And then spend a few moments asking ourselves, in the last 24 hours, what have I done that was wrong in my thoughts, my words, and my actions? And when did I fail to do what was right? And then we need to go to the roots of our sin and ask, what led me to do this? Was it pride or vanity or envy or sloth or anger or greed or gluttony or lust? And write it down. And then go to confession at least once a month, because this is what Our Lady asked us to do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Maybe the most famous words of Padre Pio are, pray, hope, and do not worry. Many of us are consumed by worry. But worry is not only useless, it's counterproductive, and it's not an act of love. What specifically are you worried about? Once you identify it, then ask yourself, is there something that I can do? If yes, then do that and don't procrastinate. So much worry comes from procrastination. But also worry comes from pride and the desire to control or fix things that are beyond our power. If there is nothing that you can do about this or that thing, or it's not your responsibility, or it's beyond your control, then it falls under God's responsibility. So we need to stop trying to be God with our worry and leave it to Him. Yes, pray, but then do what you can and leave the rest to God and trust Him, because God works all things for good for those who love Him. But if we pray and give whatever we're concerned about to God, do you realize that when you worry, you're taking it out of God's hands and back into your own? And then there's not much He can do. So let's stop worrying and let's start trusting. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Padre Pio always had a rosary in his hands and would pray it many times a day. To one person he said, "When you get tired reciting the rosary, rest a bit, then restart again." One night at 9 p.m., Pio said to Father Carmelo, "I still have two more rosaries to pray today. I've only said 34 so far. Then I'll go to bed." And one time answering a question, he said, "Some days I say 40 rosaries, some other days 50. How do I do it? How do you manage not to say any?" And holding the rosary, Peel would say with conviction, "With this, one wins battles." And he said, "Satan wants to destroy the rosary, but in this he will never succeed. The rosary is the prayer of those who triumph over everything and everyone." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, every meditation, every rosary meditation should end with a practical resolution. And mine certainly has to be more regular with my daily examination of conscience. Mm. And I think I'm not, because I haven't built it into my routine.
Yeah.
So I need to find a time of day where I connect it with something else that I'm always going to do so that I do it. I don't know. How can we be better with our examination of conscience? I think we definitely, at least what I think I need is a little notebook.
Yeah, where I can, absolutely.
Where I can write it down, because that helps me prepare for confession.
Mm-hmm. I think one of my biggest problems is waiting until, if I don't have it in my schedule, then I'm not preparing throughout the week for confession. And then I'm trying to rapid fire, remember a month of things. And I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Yeah. I don't remember a thing.
Yeah.
So I think I agree that something about a notebook, or even just like the notes app on your phone, just somewhere where you can actually write everything down and visualize it, because it's just so hard to keep it all in your mind.
I've been kicking around the idea recently of us putting together a little prayer journal.
Uh-huh.
That maybe would have how to do meditation, ooh, the meditation from,
yeah,
that we provide, and then maybe a little place for an examination of conscience.
I like
lot. First a resolution. Mm-hmm. And then a little examination of conscience.
Because even though we do this every day, I would like that. I need that. Because that's naturally how I like to sit down and do my meditations, with a little notebook.
Yeah.
But admittedly, I have probably throughout my house scattered like 30 half-filled journals and random spiritual books, and it'd be nice, genuinely, to
because we
consolidate
could put,
that.
We could put our rosary meditation right in there.
Mm-hmm.
With it, with and, you know, even like a little simple consecration to Mary.
Yeah.
The daily rosary meditation,
mm-hmm.
a place for a resolution, maybe some suggested resolutions, how to do an examination of conscience. Well, if there's anyone out there that thinks that's a good idea or would like to, let us know. Because it just goes out in the blogosphere and we never know if this is a good idea or a bad idea.
Hey, if you make that, I'll use it.
I'll just do it for you. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.